2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
My girls are learning French. I have picked up a lot of it now.
Say something.
Eiffel Tower.
Greedy Malik.
Yo, bro, never skip leg day. Where's my protein shake at?
And Big Rossi.
Yeah, I'm James Arthur.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's amazing to be on your show. Awesome. Love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Yes, hello mum, hello dad, we are live. Good morning, 6:05 across the UAE. What's going on? Hello pretty, hello big Rossi.
Good morning.
Do you want to know what I'm doing right now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's banking stuff.
I'm like, what are you
so
doing?
I'm doing something in back home in Australia with a bank, right?
Yeah.
And my financial guy.
Advisor,
I'd like to say.
Well, your dad.
Yeah, no. He's just messaging me. He's like, yo, your signature is different on your passport than it is on what you just signed.
Oh, my goodness. I hate this.
And they're not accepting it. And I'm like, well, they're going off my passport, which is 14 years old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm.
So it's a 14. I did my signature 14 years ago. It's a little bit different now.
Of course.
So, like, this is my signature now.
Right.
Sorry, that's my signature on my passport 14 years ago. And then that is it now. It's like if you had twins, but you could tell the difference between each of them.
This has been my argument with banks forever.
Yeah.
Because there's never going to be two signatures that are the same.
I agree.
Never, ever. If you were to put your signature three times,
yep,
those three would be completely different.
Yeah, well, even when I was at the bank here recently and I did something and the lady came back and said, sorry, your signatures don't match. I'm like, yeah, they do. It's me. So I said, all right, let me do it again. I did it again. Then they go to the back of the room. They have a look. Nah, still not a... I'm like, can you just show me the signature that what it looks like so I can just copy it? She's like, no, we can't do that, sir. And I understand because security reasons. But here we are, 2021.
Mm.
Are we going to be using signatures like in 20 years? Like, are we still going to be doing that signature?
I don't think so.
Or is it going to be like the retina scan or the fingerprint?
Well, imagine that though, because you get this a lot when you go out and about. People ask for your signature. So, hi, can I have your retina scan, please?
Yes, I've got his retina scan, mum. That's funny. Go home with a retina scan. Yeah, look, I've got Ed Sheeran's retina scan, mum. Oh, how was it? Let's have a look. Oh, that's a great retina scan.
That is my favourite.
You
can make it an NFT and sell it.
I know. Look, you remember I've got an autograph book. I've gotten a retina book.
Retina book, yeah.
Morning. Okay, we've got a good one. Fade's Facts coming up. We've got a prank phone call as well. We haven't done that for a while.
Oh, wow.
We are talking about the big fight. It's happening in about an hour's time. Mayweather versus Logan Paul. We are going to try to cross live to Miami.
Miami, that's where it's happening. Who do you have?
If it's legit and this is not just a media stunt, Mayweather. Some of me thinks this is a total scam.
And they're just making the money.
And they're just going to make the money and they're going to have a good little fight. But Mayweather's going to take this out. And, you know.
Yeah, because he won't want to lose, right?
He can't lose. If Mayweather was to lose, he loses all his credibility of being one of the greatest fighters of all time. Now, if Logan Paul loses,
doesn't matter.
It's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So let's see what's going to happen. We'll keep you updated. Virgin Radio, what is she saying? Is this the same as Michael?
Yeah.
Mama,
you tell me what she's saying.
Mama say. I don't know. I actually can't even pick it.
Saying that.
What? Mama, it's the same as, what song was that from Michael Jackson?
I'm just trying to figure that out now.
It's not Billie Jean. Anyone know the song?
We had a whole song,
mama say,
guys.
Mama say, ooh, do-do-do-do-do. You don't want me doing Michael Jackson at this time of the morning.
Who is it? Come on.
It sounds like Kusa. There's a Lebanese dish called Kusa.
Do you know what she's
Kusa
saying?
Kusa and Wara. And it sounds like she's saying she wants some Kusa.
No.
Listen. Kusa. I want Kusa. I want Kusa.
She's actually saying, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not going to stop.
That's what she's saying right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it one more time. What? Sorry, Eddie's just in my ear. What was that, Eddie?
Want to be starting something.
Want to be starting something.
Want to be starting something.
I want to be students. I could do Michael Jackson's voice if they needed like an ad lib. I look ready.
I want to be students.
No, I feel like he's a little bit higher.
To how to get under, to how to get older, because I'm stuck in
Michael,
the middle.
Michael, sorry. This, it's not about this. Go back to the clip.
Oh, my goodness.
I was in the moment of doing, no, I want to do a little bit more ready.
Oh, hey, he's Michael Jackson.
No, it's not happening.
Billie Jean, not my lover. Woo!
She's just a girl. Sorry.
Don't get in on it, mate. I'm doing Michael.
One of my favorite songs.
I feel like it's your. Come on.
Put the music behind it and get me in a studio, and that would be my.
Hey, everybody. It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, get you in a studio, layer it, auto-tune it, yeah. add a few background
That's
vocals.
That's right.
And then you're there.
Eat me, beat me, everybody chill.
Oh, that hurts my head. I can't do that. So what's she saying? Please don't stop
the music. I'm going to say it one more time, I'm not going to stop. But everyone thinks it's Mama Say Mama.
I'm going to say it one more time, I'm not going to stop. Let's see if we can hear this. Nah, she's
nah,
not.
She's not saying that. Nah,
that's the line.
Whatever you're reading is absolutely lie.
That's the line.
She's not saying that at all. Anyway, Michael, would you like to introduce the next song?
Nah. Okay, sure. Eat me, beat me, everybody cheat me, hold me, mow me, everybody scold me. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Thank you, Michael. Unusual start to our Monday, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Is Michael Jackson still like here with you right now?
No, he's actually gone, but you know.
I was going to ask him to do something for me.
I can get him back, but I can tell you that there are people on this world.
Who believe.
Yes,
that
correct.
Believe that he is still alive, and I had a conversation with a family member.
Family member?
Yeah, just, I mean, like, not closest family.
You're like, let's distance myself now.
So when I was in the States, when I was in America,
yeah,
I had a bet with someone, and I'm not a betting person.
Yeah.
And the bet is really only in favor for him. He was saying
yeah,
that by the end of this year, this is what some people really believe.
Okay.
And you can't make fun of it.
Conspiracy theory.
You can just talk about it.
Yeah.
Is that Michael Jackson's still alive, and by the end of the year, he's going to come out, he's going to come back. He's going to show the world, right? Mm. So I have a bet with this person that...
Get out.
If Michael Jackson is alive...
Yeah.
And we find out by the end of this year...
Yeah.
I will fly them first class to Dubai...
Yeah.
And put them up at the Burj Al Arab for 3 nights.
This is a very expensive
nice.
Situation.
Yeah, if that's how confident I was...
That he's
that
not.
Michael Jackson is not coming... I'm going to tell everyone, go, hey, I'm here, full dress, woo! She's laughing a lot today. Rossi's not in a mood.
Rossi's so grumpy.
Do you ever watch Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah.
Do you know that it's the fat controller, right? He'd always be like, you could not have a show right now called the fat, you could not have
no,
a character called
couldn't.
The fat controller, right?
Probably not.
And
no.
He's like he was always very grumpy.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fat controller, get off the...
Wait, he has a new name,
anyway,
I think.
Anyway, Rossi's in a bit of a mood. We're doing a watermelon, this is Rossi's idea, by the way. We're doing watermelon tasting with mustard later on the show. It's a food tasting competition that he wanted to do. And he's got it on the show. We've got a little sheet here.
It's on in
so,
the plan.
So it says at what
nine,
time?
9:10.
Nine.
We've got a long time.
9 o'clock. We're doing the watermelon mustard tasting. Rossi turns to me and goes, "Do you think the supermarket's going to deliver some watermelon right now?" I said, "What? You got this in the show, but you didn't bring the watermelon. I forgot.
You always
did. You bring mustard?
No.
So we need mustard and watermelon. Okay.
Yes, that's what Insta Shop's for.
Yeah, Nala's going to be going to the shops. Watch.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right. What's happening, Pretty?
Obviously, let's talk about the biggest news first. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry welcome their second child, a baby girl. Lilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor was born on Friday in California. Now, the name Lilibet comes from the royal family's nickname for the queen,
okay.
Which would be the baby's great-grandmother. Obviously, Diana, a nod to Harry's mom.
Yeah, that was I like that.
That
I like
beautiful.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the queen's 11th great-grandchild, and she is now 8th in line to the throne. She bumps down Prince Andrew. So If you were interested, there we go.
Yeah, it's like the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, it's like we're bumping them off.
You need a little graph where you got these two up going in, and that goes there. If this guy wins, he goes there.
Yeah, exactly.
I still don't understand how it works, but
yeah, I know.
And he's British.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
If the British don't know, we're in trouble.
We're fine. So production on Mission Impossible 7 has been halted for 2 weeks. In the UK, after some of the crew tested positive for COVID-19, the movie's going to resume filming on June 14th. This movie has to go in the history books for the longest movie in the making. It's been stopped so many times.
Pretty.
It's a Mission Impossible.
It's a Mission Impossible to make the film. That's the whole point here.
Got it. And finally, Vanessa Bryant says she's been blindsided after seeing an image of a sneaker she helped design for Nike.
Oh, don't tell me.
It's a black and white Mamba Forever special edition of the Nike Kobe 6 Protro. It was going to be called the Mambacita, but she didn't go ahead with the deal with Nike, and she did not approve the shoe to go for sale.
I like the
from Nike.
The Mambacita. I like that name, though.
It was in honor, obviously, of Kobe and their daughter. And she had designed the shoe. It was really special. All the intricate little details to honor everyone. But
this is after their death.
Yes. Oh. But, and all the proceeds, every single dollar was going to go to the Mambacita Foundation, everything. But Vanessa Bryant decided not to continue the contract with Nike. So she did not approve this the shoe for sale. Someone has that sneaker and she's really upset. She's like, how did they get this sneaker?
Yeah,
we don't even have a prototype of it. And it's my daughter's shoe. Like, how?
That's sad. That's sad. Yeah, someone's leaked it. That's her daughter and her late husband. You're like, that's for her if it was to go anywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunate. Thank you, Pretty Mullah. Kittis with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah. It's more about the intro than the facts sometimes. Hit it.
It's time for Faith's Facts.
I see you driving. I look at your girl.
What?
And then you look at me and you do that little twirl.
Do that twirl.
Then I realize one thing. You and I were meant to be, but look at me, 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 look at me,
look at me. Look at me.
I know you're a little hungry.
Hungry.
And you got that tash. But why don't you look in the back seat? Cause I left you that stash. Go from behind and grab it. Now put it in your mouth. Start crunching down.
This is about Faith and Snacks.
But look at me, 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 look at me. Oh yes, Faith's Facts. I give you the facts. Are you ready?
Ready.
A recent study shows the average executive spends 45 minutes every day looking for something on their desk. Come on now.
45 minutes.
You're like all up in the whole day. So when you're sitting at your work office desk, you're like, where's that pen?
Maybe it's another reason to work from home.
Anyone got a stapler? Has anyone got a liquid paper? They don't use liquid paper anymore, do they?
Tipex.
Liquid paper.
Tipex. Whiteout.
Whiteout.
On average, a diet only lasts only 4 days.
Oh.
That's why you don't get on them. You just need to do that lifestyle change, peeps.
Interesting.
58% of us don't know our car's license plate number.
Do you know yours?
Absolutely no idea. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know yours, Ross?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I even know my one in New York.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Your pinky is actually responsible for 50% of your hand's strength. So we don't give enough credit to our little pinky.
Little pinky.
Because if you were to get rid of your little pinky right now and just try to do stuff, it is difficult.
Well, they say also your big toe is very responsible for your balance.
Yeah, I think the little toe as well does a little bit as well.
Really?
Just a little bit. 1 in 5 people carry a package of gum with them at all times.
Yeah.
Anyone in this studio got gum on them that carries gum? No? No? No?
We're five.
This is not true.
Are you giving us lies?
The average couple spends 10 minutes a day talking about work.
10 minutes. I'd say more.
Ugh. Brianna and I.
All the time. You guys work together.
We work together. We spend too much. We tell each other, not even going to bed last night. She was talking work. It was 9:47 in the evening. And I was like, yo.
I'm done.
I'm out. I'm done. 1 out of every 200 people have an extra rib. Everyone's feeling their ribs right now.
I don't even know how many you're supposed to have.
2,900.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
That sounds about right.
Finally, this is the one that I want to know. Women say playing the piano is the sexiest thing that a man can do.
Rossi, do you know how to play the piano?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. I know how to play the piano.
Yeah, you know. I can play one song. I know you know.
Is it? Do you girls like it when us men play instruments?
I think it's really beautiful if you play it well. It's a good talent to have.
Nala, what about you? You're 23. Do you like it when a man can play a piano?
100%. Any instrument is nice.
The clarinet.
Anything.
Triangle.
Triangle.
I actually brought a piano in. I can give you a little bit.
Yeah, if you want me to.
I don't think that can work wonders, Chris.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid.
Nah, I can do this. I can do this. I brought this. I mean, I haven't played for a while, but let me...
What are you going to play?
Let me see here. Neo? Do you remember Neo Because of You?
Yeah, beautiful song.
I love that song. Let me try to bring this up. Bring the piano. Plug it in for me. Okay, thanks, guys. Do you want to take my shirt off?
No.
Let me take my shirt off. Hold on.
Yes, please.
I'll just do it one-handed. Hold on. Let me just...
Don't take your shirt off. Put it back on. Put it back on.
Okay, shirtless.
Unnecessary.
It makes him, you know...
Do you want me to throw that cup of water just over me a little bit as I do it?
Ew, this is gross.
I can do that as well. Let me just do that.
No, it's gross. Going weird now.
What?
This is disgusting.
I want to make sure that this stat is true. How do I look? Do I look any...
I got a problem and I don't know why it hurt me.
Throw the water on me.
Okay, here you go.
I don't hear.
Am I sexy?
No.
Okay. You sure I'm not? I feel like I am.
You're not.
Look at the water dripping.
It's weird.
Okay, Rossi, come shave my back at the same time. I think this will work. Go, Drake. Oh, yeah. Rossi's shaving my back. Throw the water now. Am I sexy now? Am I sexy now?
No!
Money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Oh, it's Laura. She's got through. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yay.
You are amazing.
Yes.
It sounds like you're excited.
I'm so excited, but I'm also super nervous.
That's great.
I can't believe it.
Glad to get you on right here with RackBank Virgin Radio, 10,000 dirhams cash. Laura, what do you do?
I am a kindergarten teacher at Jamita Bacalone School.
Yay!
Oh, you can hear the kindergarten teacher voice. Hey.
I know, I love it. I just can't believe, I'm just so excited. This is amazing.
Oh, Laura, I want you to win it all. Can we just give her the money without asking any questions?
Let's do that, right?
All right, so just before we get this started, Pretty, Rossi and I, we're going to be students who are very loud in class, and I want you to calm us down. I want to hear how Miss Laura will calm us all down. Are you ready? Rossi, yeah, Pretty, let's go. Ready?
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Boys and girls, I can see that Rossi is sitting so beautifully and so quietly. Can I see if anyone else can sit like Rossi?
Okay, miss.
Wow.
I am.
Oh, wow, Pretty. Well done.
Thanks, miss.
Me, miss.
Chris?
Me, yeah.
Chris, are you sitting?
Yeah.
Are you sitting crisscross?
He's not sitting, miss.
Yeah,
He's not.
I am sitting very high-chested.
Well done. I can see you're all sitting so beautifully. We must be ready to begin.
Yes!
We are!
Oh, my goodness. You're amazing, Laura. You are amazing.
Laura. We need Laura on the show a little bit more often, I think. Put us into place. All right, Laura. 10 questions. 60 seconds. You know the deal. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Sure.
Here we go. Come on, Laura, we want you to win the 10K.
Come on.
10,000 dirhams on the line with RackBank. Here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. How many stars are there on the American flag?
49.
Harry Potter went to which school?
Hogwarts.
Which superhero has an assistant called Robin?
Batman.
Who released the 2016 song Can't Stop the Feeling?
Justin Timberlake.
Finish the book title The Lion, the Witch and the...
Wardrobe.
Who sings the songs Good For You and Deja Vu?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Which actor starred as Buddy the Elf?
Will Fadel.
What sport was Muhammad Ali associated with?
Boxing.
In which Middle Eastern country are the pyramids?
Egypt.
The reading device Kindle is made by which company?
Amazon.
How many stars are there on the American flag?
50.
Huh?
50.
Did you say 50?
50.
You just won 10,000 dirhams. Preschool teacher, 10,000
dirhams! Oh my goodness!
This, you were on the Virgin Radio 104.4 on your way to work. You've pulled over and said, let me give this a go. And you've just taken it away. 10,000 yes. dirhams. Congratulations, Laura. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I feel like I'm having a dream. Thank you so much. This is crazy.
This is unbelievable. And this is why we love doing what we do here yes. on the Chris Fade Show and teaming up with Rack Bank, because it changes Yay. Lives. Laura, we're gonna give you a moment just to get yourself a little bit, calm yourself down. We're gonna come back and talk to you. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Happy Monday, everyone.
Laura, 10K, it's all yours.
Yay!
I know. I still can't believe it. You gave me some time there, but I still haven't sunk in yet.
We're getting so many messages come through. Look, Kiralee says, Woodwood. Jad says, just amazing what the law of attraction is. We've got, oh my God, her smile is so infectious. Congratulations, miss. Well done, well played. You aced it. I mean, the questions were okay. There was a couple of tricky ones in there, but you completely demolished it, so... What are you going to do with the cash? Do you have any idea, 10K, what will you do with it?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm actually moving house at the end of the month, so I'm going to put it in to get myself some nice new furniture for the new house.
Nice.
This is great, miss.
Everything feels like it's just falling into place just now, so thank you guys so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hello to everyone at the school as well, but once again, that is Laura, 10,000 dirhams.
Yay!
Everything is going on right now in Miami.
That is the place to be right now.
Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather, within minutes, they're stepping inside the ring. Can you believe it? A YouTuber up against one of the world's greatest boxers.
Crazy.
Both of them are loved. Both of them are hated, though, at the same time. We've had a chance to spend some time with both. I can tell you, they were both very actually respectful and nice when we did meet with them.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Are we interested? Are you watching the fight? Do you want to know more about it? Well, my man Shiraz, Fame by Shiraz, this guy is like legit everywhere, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to events and famous and celebrities, this is the guy that makes a lot of it happen. He's with us right now. He's live in Miami. Shiraz, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? The Chris Fade Show right here in Miami. Miami Gardens, Hard Rock Cafe for Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, right here in the mix of it, Chris Fade.
How is the scene? I mean, obviously, you're a huge part of this, mate. You know both of them. I saw you in Logan Paul's camp. I know that you're friends. I saw you then in Mayweather's camp as well, Shiraz. Tell me how that feeling is right now in Miami.
Listen, the energy is really, really great out here. And I tell you this, there's a lot of stars there. I just bumped into a couple of chats with Adele. There was a bunch of influencers that are here. Amanda Holyfield. I mean, there's a lot of people out here. Unfortunately, it just rained. So this is an outdoor stadium and we're in Miami. So literally about 30 minutes ago, it started pouring with rain and all these celebrities and all these people were running out and they had to go into shelter, you know? Because it's outdoor here, you know, in Miami, you know, so the weather is kind of off and on, you know.
So now that it's rained in Miami, could this fight be postponed or have they got a plan B?
No, it won't be postponed. Well, that's a good question, but I don't think so. They're drying up everything right now. They're kind of cleaning it up, but right now it's not raining, but... You know, if it happens, then they're going to delay it, you know?
Now, Fame by Shiraz, you know this. You know celebrities. You know what they do. You help the careers of the likes of Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, and more. Is this a complete media stunt, Shiraz? Ooh. Or is this a legit fight? Are they going into this fight where each has the same chance of winning?
No, listen, this is what I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Like I said, I'm giving you the exclusive, brother, but, you know, I'm close with both sides, you know. This fight's going to be real, you know, and everyone's trained extremely hard. But, you know, there is that chance, right? You know, and I'm going to say something right now. If you remember, okay, that when we brought Logan Paul to Dubai, okay, he was one of the biggest stars in the planet after that activation. Yeah. And what happened when someone becomes big-headed and arrogant and has an attitude? Guess what happens? It's called going to Japan and being humble, okay? So he had to work from that moment when I saw him rock bottom, crying in regret, and to where he is today right now, almost 2.5, 3 years later, and he's fighting one of the greatest fighters of all time. Let me tell you something. There's two things that are going to happen right now. He loses or Mayweather gets humbled, just like Logan Paul got humbled in Japan. That's wow. Getting to you right now, brother, right here.
All right, there it is. Fame by Shiraz. He's in Miami right now getting ready. This battle is about to go underway. Logan Paul, one of the biggest YouTubers and, I guess, faces in the world right now, versus one of the greatest fighters of all time, Floyd Mayweather. We will keep you posted. Fame by Shiraz. If you're not following him on the Instagram, make sure you do. He's got a remarkable journey. Rossi was in charge of getting the stream for us to pay for it.
The distance, a lot of people said it's going to be a draw. Now, do you see it's still going
to
be a
draw? Well, Rossi's got me some link. It's a Filipino guy just doing a live commentary of the fight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not paying $50 at all.
That's it.
Sorry.
So that's...
8th and final round.
Well, let's just listen to this. This is good.
This is all I've got to watch.
8th and final round.
There we go. This is all I've got, is it?
Well, this is... Well, you give me the money.
8th and final round, Apotayo.
I have to listen.
Do you still think that there will be a knockout in this fight?
Brother, I wanted to watch the fight.
I'm not paying for it.
Would basically,
I would have paid the $50 for the fight. You said you've got it looked after. You've got Gerald here doing a live commentary. We don't even get to see the fight. We're just looking at Gerald in his bedroom.
Listen.
Is he showing any of the fight?
That's the best you're going to get.
Logan Paul will be given credit for this one. Because he lasted.
It's not tomorrow. It's the biggest disconnect between the stock market and the economy.
You guys.
Rossi's now got another feed. I think it's Russian, but it's got some commercial in the background at the same time.
No advertise. Get me to work in stocks.
We're trying to find the Logan Paul and Mayweather fight. I think it's officially over. I think it's gone the 8 rounds. I can't tell you who's going to win, but they're just about to give us the judgment now. But if it went 8 rounds, remarkable that Logan Paul
survived.
Yeah, I mean, was in the ring with one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Yeah, there's going to be no winner announced.
Oh, there is no winner announced.
There's no winner announced. It is what it is. That's the fight.
Who won?
They don't have a judge or anything like that.
Let's see what he's. Rossi's feed that he's got has got a commercial that will run at all times. I can't.
Yeah.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got for us?
Well, if you missed it, congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle because they've welcomed their second child, a baby girl. Decided to name her Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. Obviously named after Diana.
Lilibet. Yeah. Lilibet, come over here, please, Lilibet.
Lilibet is actually a nickname for the Queen, so that's why they decided to go with that name.
Wow, even though they're in this little beef.
It's, you know, it's her great-grandmother after all.
Yeah.
So that's
Lilibet!
Lilibet. She's 8th in line to the throne, if you're counting.
I do like the name.
It'll be Lily, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be Lily.
Mm. Is that what... But the name Lily that you know a lot of Lily is... That's their
it's
real
a flower,
name.
Right?
Their real name's not Lilibet, is it? And we just call them Lily.
Maybe the name comes from that.
Lilibet!
Let's go on to JoJo Siwa. So she had a massive party at her house a few days ago. Unfortunately, police and paramedics had to be called after one of the guests reportedly suffered a medical emergency. Now, this is not confirmed, but there are a lot of reports that are going around saying that a 30-year-old had possibly overdosed while at the party. His identity and condition have not been revealed yet. It looks like he came in that condition to the party and then continued to do what he was doing. Finally,
no good at all.
No good. Ed Sheeran, he's going to be debuting his new music on June 25th. It's going to be during TikTok's UEFA Euro 2020 live show.
Yep.
To talk about it, he did this commercial with David Beckham.
Yeah, so this is cute.
Have a listen.
David, Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've just heard that you're going to be playing at Euro 2020.
I am.
Do you know what?
You need to get a bit of practice in, because after that last performance on the field... I'm not playing football. I'm singing.
But I did think...
Me? You? Duet? Let's talk about Bex. David? Okay. I'm performing at the TikTok UEFA Euro 2020 show. I'm going to be playing some old songs. Hopefully you know them. Be playing one brand new song that you definitely don't. Don't miss it.
So that brand new song, if you're wondering what it could sound like, he posted up this video with his good friend Courtney Cox on the piano.
Yeah, they're from Friends. Courtney, it's crazy.
He's on the guitar.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It sounds good. I think this is the new song.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah, sounds so good.
Oh, I want more of that.
Yeah, I know, right? So, June 25th.
What would Duvet do with this song?
I could imagine us doing this in a hotel lobby.
Yeah. Bring back a dem down. Ba 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 ba. That's what Duvet would do with this song.
Check it out.
I think we should leave it to Ed Sheeran.
Duvet is better than Ed Sheeran, please.
Go away.
Pretty, don't even start.
Don't
even start. If you think Ed Sheeran's got it on Duvet, no chance. No chance, right?
No chance.
Thanks, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
You know, yesterday.
Yeah.
I asked Nala. I said, Nala, can you just get me some water? Trying to drink more water these days, you know.
Yeah, it's good for you, yeah.
Whenever you go see a doctor, whenever you talk to anyone, it's always drink more water.
Yeah.
Anytime, doesn't matter. Your parents would say to you, drink more water. You could be on your deathbed like drink some more water. Okay.
Yeah. So water's very important.
Water is important. Hydrate, guys, hydrate. Drink a lot, all right? So I asked Nala yesterday, I said, hey, can you get me just some water? Like 10 minutes later, the cafe downstairs comes up and brings me the bottle of water. It's like 17 dirhams. I looked at Nala. I said, we got free water in the office. Why are you making me pay 17 dirhams for this?
There was like one of those
bottles. It's like a vitaminato. I was like, what's going on, Nala? Why? I mean, you want me to spend? Is that what you're doing? You just want me to spend?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm joking. It's your fault.
Why?
Because you send a message of ordering breakfast and then said, and
that's
water.
True. So it
in
was
my
the water.
Head, I thought you wanted water there.
Okay, so you know me. Maybe you don't. Maybe we're getting to know each other a little bit more. Going to any type of restaurant, going anywhere, I refuse to have to pay that much money for water.
That is one of your biggest pet peeves at any restaurant, isn't it?
We went out on the weekend.
Yes.
And I had Nushi and Kiki with me, my daughters, and I had one of their friends. And I don't like giving them soda.
Yes.
So I said, girls, water? They're like, yeah, water. Okay. It was 15 dirhams for each bottle of water. The bottle of the water was 300 mils.
Wow.
So it was the small little bottles.
It wasn't very big.
Okay. And it was like some water taken from the pure canals. I'm like, I don't care where it's from. I just want water.
Yeah.
So I paid 45 dirhams. For three little bottles of water. Kiki opens a thing. Dad, can I get another one? I said, nah.
She had literally one sip left. And Chris goes, you know I'm not going to get you another one, right? So you better keep that until the end of your burger.
I said, yeah, that sip of water is all you got. You ration that water.
She looked at me and went, what? I'm like, I don't know.
I said, you can wait till we go past the Spinnies on the way home or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can get the one deer. And you know what? And it's not even their fault. The guys that work at the places where you buy the water from, like I make them feel guilty. So they hand me the water and they said, you know, 45 dirhams. I said to them, 45 dirhams for water? I said, come on now.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not us, sir. And I know it's not them, but I'm just like having a bit of fun there.
Chris likes a good guilt
but
trip.
But we need, where are we in this world? Guys, I'm asking all restaurant owners, I know you want to make money. I get that. Like, I'm for you. But for, like... 11 dirhams. I can justify in being in a restaurant somewhere where you pay 11 dirhams.
For a big bottle.
Like if he wants to do that 300 mil, like I'll pay 11 if I've got to. But when water's a dirham and two and you're slugging it, There's a couple of hotels in this country. They're doing 40 dirham bottles of water.
Woo!
Come on now. It's water.
Too much.
To the cafes and restaurant that serve tap water, or like table water that's been filtered, I applaud you. I know that Tom and Serge do that.
Yes.
In Dubai. I know that Cassette do that in Dubai.
Which is great. Yeah.
Where are there? There are a few others.
Yes.
If I ever open up a cafe, I'm doing free water.
I think most of the places are required to do that now, though.
I don't know. Are
they? Announcements in 2020. But I have seen some places not doing it.
Like even Ding Tang Fung.
Ding Tai Fung.
Ding Tang Fung?
Yeah,
why
yeah.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I want to sound like I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Ding Tai Fung.
At Mall of Emirates.
They have tap water.
They charge you, which I'm happy, they charge you, I think, 5 dirhams for tap water. Or but like filtered tap water.
Yeah.
It's unlimited.
Yes, it's refillable as 5 dirhams, which I'm happy to pay that.
Yeah, like as a parent, and you know, we're all trying to save cash, no matter how much money we earn. We don't want to have to go and spend 80 dirhams just on water.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm like, I won't go back to certain places because I'm like, nah, that's like, I'm not going there. They charge 18 dirhams for a bottle of water, or I'm smuggling in my own water.
Shh.
I'm putting it in a bottle.
Don't say that.
You know?
And yeah, obviously you don't want to have to pay for like a sugary drink instead, right? Just because.
Yeah. It's like, oh, but the kids get a free soda. I'm like, my kids don't have soda. I want them to have water.
Yeah.
Okay. 42 dirhams. Like, really? Anyone feeling me? Anyone feeling me on water prices in this country? Give me a call, 04-871-5544. Should water be free?
Mm.
All right? Or should we cap it? Should we cap waters?
Maybe cap it, yeah.
I want local waters. I think that all local brands should be served in all places.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the local water is going to be cheaper than the Vitaminaco. Jenny, your thoughts on this, on water and how expensive it can get.
I'm totally with you. I have 3 kids, and I also don't like to give them the sugary drinks. I'm American. We're accustomed to free water in restaurants and cafes. So yep. I wish that. And even I find the local water sometimes is overcharged. So I'm with you on this. Like, I take my bottled water sometimes, which I know we're not supposed to do, but I always have a bottle in my bag.
Yeah, I know. I've started doing that as well. Like, just get a bottle of water just from the house and I just bring it with us, you know, like in one of those metal sort of water things or whatever they are. I don't know what they're called.
Water bottle?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you, Jenny. I hear you. Yeah. And I want to support the local companies. I think local water should be, you should always have a local water supplier in all restaurants and cafes. I feel like we should be doing that.
Correct.
So we support. And, you know, the locals are always going to be a little bit cheaper than the, you know, wherever else it comes from. They're good manate water.
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
See, your thoughts on this?
Golly, pal, I couldn't agree more, seriously. I was literally having the same argument with my friends last night. And they were just acting like they couldn't see my point. So I'm guilty of the same sin. I bring my own IKEA bottle, my filtered water from home. I just bring it. I bring it even to Cassette on Boston Lane, as far as I'm concerned. But they're nice enough to just let me sip on it.
So. Yeah. But you get free water at a cafe like Cassette. Like they give it to you. If you just ask for it, they'll bring you a bottle.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's more about just having the option and the choice. If you want to pay 25 dirhams because you want this particular type of water, I get it. I understand it. But I think the option should be there. And I don't think it does matter how much money you earn. Like, I mean, I earn all right, right? But I still can't justify
It's about paying, the principle.
It's the principle of paying, you know, the kids, giving them a 15 dirham bottle of water, which they chug down. Then they're like, Daddy, can I get another one? You know?
Yeah.
Rashna, you feeling it?
Absolutely. I have 2 kids, my brother's kids, and they are the same. We carry a bottle of water on our own.
Yeah.
And even if it has to be kept, it has to be maximum to 7 to 10 dirhams and not more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I agree, yeah.
7 to 10 dirhams.
Lewis, you take your own water sometimes?
Sometimes. I have my metal bottle, atmosphere bottle. But I remember one 5 years ago, they were at a Pakistani restaurant, and they wanted to charge my brother like 17 or 18 dirhams for one of the big bottles of water.
Yeah.
And he disagreed, so he went to the supermarket right next door to it.
Yeah.
Bought one of the big 2 liters, came back, put it on the table, and looked at the waiter and said, "I can do this. I'm outside the restaurant, not inside."
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to get in that battle where you're bringing in, you're going next door to buy water because you were, but 17 dirhams for just a bottle of water, which is literally 2 dirhams next door.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I just don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, Christina, finally, real quickly, you get your own water as well. You're taking your own water now?
Yes, absolutely. I have two kids. I always carry around a bottle of water. Yeah. Always. I have the water with me because sometimes I overrate it. Like you said, the small 300 with, oh my God, 50 dirhams. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like 15 dirhams for a sip. You're like, well.
It's a lot.
If you work in hospitality, I'm telling you now as a consumer, if you were to offer everyone that same sort of lower end price as an option, I believe you'll get more people. I don't go to some places now because I know that I'm going to have to pay 12, 13, 14, 15 dirhams for just a regular bottle of water. But I am going to places where they give you water for free.
Or it's a very minimal charge.
And I'm spending like 300, 400, 500 dirhams at these places sometimes for lunch or dinner or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But just that free water
is like the attraction.
Is what's getting me there. Have a think about it. These markups got to stop. But local water, I believe, should be supplied in all cafes, if not free. Okay, so we're live on Facebook, Virgin Radio DXB. We're also live on Instagram
at Chris Fade Show.
Yep. So good morning. The reason why we are doing a little challenge.
Watermelon sugar.
Watermelon mustard. Watermelon mustard. Watermelon mustard. What?
What'd you say?
Watermelon mustard.
Yeah, okay.
Watermelon
mustard. Watermelon mustard.
Watermelon.
So we're trying this new trend. It's everywhere. I don't know if you've seen it. It's come up on my feed a few times. Supposedly, watermelon and mustard together make a fantastic combination. Now, when you think about that combination, you're like, nah, I don't think so.
Also, I would love to know who first thought,
maybe
let's put mustard on watermelon.
Maybe a pregnant woman, because supposedly cravings, when you're obviously pregnant, you get some weird cravings, which we are going to talk about shortly, right? But right now, Pretty, Rossi, myself, we're all going to try this new trend of watermelon and mustard. Batir. I love this. It looks good. I find it hard to find good watermelon in the country as well. No, I don't know.
It's just a list of complaints from Chris Bates today.
Yeah, water's too expensive and they're not good watermelon.
Where are you going? It's one by one. Go back to your spot.
Go over there. Cool. Rossi, don't cramp around me.
Can I get some music, please, for watermelon? Yep.
He's walking around. I get nervous when he's walking around.
All right, so here we go. We've got yellow mustard, 100% natural. A common condiment done uncommonly well. Heinz mustard. All right.
Heinz, what up, Heinz? 57 varieties?
No, it has to be on it.
Yeah, no, I'm testing it. You know, sometimes when you pour out tomato sauce or mustard, it just comes out like watery, and you're like, oh, I don't want that. And then you just go, oh, don't worry. You squeeze more and you mix it.
Heinz never does that.
Okay.
Are you getting...
Are you getting paid by Heinz right now?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, that's a good amount right there.
I think he's going for it.
Mustard and watermelon.
He's going for it.
Here we go.
I'm scared.
In the morning.
Here we go, guys. Facebook, Instagram.
Here we go.
Listen for the crunch.
How is it?
Too much mastication. It's horrible.
What? Chewing.
Chewing, that means.
Oh, he didn't gag.
Yeah, it's nice.
Get out.
Is it nice?
Not nice?
Yeah, it's nice.
He's controlling.
Come try it.
He's controlling.
Now, you know why?
Why?
I feel like I'm eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, really?
Because of the mustard. I don't have mustard a lot, but obviously mustard's in a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
So it takes me straight back to eating a mustard, a cheeseburger. No, that's a good amount.
A tasty watermelon.
Like, I like it that much. I'm going to have more.
Oh, my golly gosh. She's going
Pretty.
For a okay.
Pretty's going to give this a go. Good work.
Cheers. Though.
Cheers. Enjoy.
Pretty's face.
It's good, huh?
You're right. Mm. It's like a burger.
Mm.
It's like a burger. Don't
You're having
that.
A burger.
I don't believe that.
Seriously?
Rossi's going to come and try now. So it's a new trend. Give it a go.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. Sorry.
What are you doing, man?
Nothing.
You can give this a go if you want to try watermelon and mustard.
That's a lot.
Rossi's putting nearly the whole bottle of mustard on the watermelon. He just eats it. That's pretty good, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's down for
it. It's like a burger, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a get in the camera's view, mate. It's such a unusual combination that somehow seems to work. That's why the world is talking about it. Mustard and watermelon, I advise you, give it a go.
I cannot. It tastes like pickles. Mm. Like pickles, burger.
It's good.
It's good.
The only person I'd like to see try this would be...
Eddie. Eddie's already shaking his head in studio too. Eddie doesn't have a lot of food. What I do want to ask you though, pregnant cravings. Were you pregnant and had some really unusual cravings, possibly like watermelon and mustard? Nina is on with us. Nina, you had some cravings?
I did. My daughter is now 1 year old.
Yeah.
When I was pregnant a year ago, we went straight on honeymoon, and I didn't like anything on the buffet. It smelled horrible, but there were these Chinese egg noodles, and I put a whole lot of pineapple jam on top, and my husband was like, oh my God, it's gross, and I couldn't get enough. It was best.
Chinese egg noodles with pineapple jam.
An interesting combination.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah, I hear that when you're pregnant, these cravings just come about somehow.
Yeah.
Did that happen with your ex?
Dee, who couldn't take our phone call right now because she's with a client, she said, I used to eat pencils in my first pregnancy.
Yeah.
Just the wood.
Yeah.
I would buy a box of them at the stationery shop and I would eat 2 to 3 pencils every day. She says, now, strangely, my 26-year-old daughter is a tree surgeon in the UK. Is she having us on?
No, I think she's probably being
legit.
Is
she having us on?
It's a condition, isn't it? When you're pregnant, you suffer from something called pica, I think it is. Because I've done a couple of What's Rossi readings on these.
Yeah.
And it means you eat things that aren't nutritional. Or, you know, like a friend of mine used to eat coal when she was pregnant. Coal. You know, coal.
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 Yeah, interesting. Okay, I mean, this all stemmed because we just tried
watermelon and mustard.
It's a TikTok craze. Everyone's eating watermelon and mustard, which, interesting enough, is really, really good. The combination does work. Sharif, hi, how are you?
All good, all good.
So when you were all pregnant, right, brother, what's the cravings? We're talking cravings.
So, like, my wife, she's about to deliver in a couple of days.
Mm.
She was craving always like watermelon.
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 Oh, she's going to the bathroom a lot at night. Going to the bathroom.
Sorry?
She's going to the hammam, the bathroom all the time.
Yeah. That's normal. That's for any pregnant woman.
No,
yeah.
I'm saying when you have watermelon at night, it's like there's something about watermelon when you eat it at night. It's like turns into like 17 liters.
80% water, I imagine.
It's water.
Yeah, I know.
Melon.
Yeah, I understand it's watermelon, but like it's like if you had a glass of water versus like 2 pieces of watermelon, you go in the bathroom like 17 times.
Well, they say it does clean you out, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Rossi knows so much about watermelon.
Nothing.
I want to tell you about one of my relatives that she was craving to eat soap.
Yes.
Yeah. Like there is very strange craving sometimes. So,
what kind of soap?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she probably have a favorite soap.
Imperial leather, was it?
Yes. No, I don't like that one. I went for the Dove.
Oh, fancy.
Interesting. Yeah, cravings are weird because, I mean, Rania, you had cravings.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
What was your craving?
Well, I was craving water arnab, yalanju, and it was just non-stop craving. So instead of just ordering that from restaurants, I eventually ended up doing maybe parts of water arnab, and I would just eat it non-stop.
The water arnab is the vine leaves with the rice and the meat.
Okay. That's
so you were having this for breakfast?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks.
This is water arnab. It's amazing. At least it's somewhat healthy. At least it was healthy somewhat. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, it's donuts.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. All right. Yeah,
everyone was telling me it's the sour flavor, but I guess.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not. Were you drinking the sauce from it?
No.
Because, you know.
I was just having those pieces, and that's it.
Good on you. I'm glad the baby came out fine as well, which is good. There's a top one here. That have you seen the top text?
Yes. I don't know if we can say that.
Oh, I'll say it.
I don't. No. Don't say it. Don't say it.
We got a top text. I won't say it. It's a very unusual.
I don't know who's that.
Drossy, don't say it.
Got the name on it.
If you've missed it, by the way, we've thrown up some footage of us eating the watermelon and mustard combination. It's on our Facebook at Virgin Radio DXB. I know Jersey John, big fan of the show. What did you want to say about that?
Watching Rossi eat and almost knock over Pretty was very scary. Trying to get that watermelon.
Right?
I mean, I thought he was going to knock her over. I mean, calm down, Rossi. It's like you eat like a gorilla. Number two is, I saw this billboard on Instagram that he's looking for you to retire or something. He's saying the Big Rossi show. He's like an XO on a submarine. He wants the captain to just die. So be careful, Chris, because that's all he cares about. And the most important thing, Pretty, I've been watching your videos for the last couple of years. You get better looking every single day.
Right, oh, sleazeball.
My goodness, Jersey right. John. Sleazy. That's so sweet.
Chill out, sleazeball.
Calm down, Rossi.
Fire Rossi. Fire Rossi.
I love you.
Fire Rossi.
Whatever.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for your call. See you, mate. I need some help. Need some advice. I don't bite my nails. I pick them.
What do you mean by pick them?
Like I take the nails off, and I that means I don't ever have like nice nails, and I know that I want them. So I have not touched my nails for 2 weeks. Which, if anyone is a nail biter or a nail picker, that's a pretty big deal. But now it's at the point.
Where you want to pick it?
Oh my gosh, do I want to pick it?
Do you pick it when you're nervous?
Yeah, when I if I'm like in a plane, for example, and I'm flying and there's turbulence, they're gone. They're like they're finished.
So when you're like anxious, you pick them.
Yeah, but now like I'm not even anxious now. I'm not, but it's because they're getting long and I'm not used to having long nails. So now I'm doing this. Ready?
Stop it.
And I'm ready. And I lost one. I lost one yesterday because I picked it a little bit. Then I had to. Oh, it's come off. I better take it. And I took it. It's a bad habit. I don't like it. Mm. How do I stop? Anyone stopped, used to be a nail biter, now's not? Or do you have a bad habit? What's your bad habit? I can't be alone in this. Do you have a bad habit? 04-871-5544. Do you have a bad habit? Rossi's saying, he's shaking his head going, no, I don't have one.
Definitely not.
Brother.
Yep.
You continuously have a finger in some hole in your body. Even we have to point it out when we're doing videos. Like, Rossi, get your hand out, bud.
Yeah, well, like my ear, you mean?
Ear, nose, mouth. Then you're playing around all over. There's always something that he's touching.
This is getting intense.
But the other day, don't go to psoriasis. Please.
It is, though. That's what I'm picking my ear for.
You have psoriasis in your ear?
Yeah, in this little bit up here.
And what about up your nose? You got psoriasis in your nose? The other day... I watched Rossi, honestly, we're in studio and I saw you, every time I looked at you, you had your finger up your nose, right? And then we have a team meeting. Halfway through the team meeting, oh, anyone got a tissue? My nose is bleeding. And I said the exact same thing to my 9-year-old that I said to Rossi. It's because you pick it too much. And then the whole meeting, he's just got a Kleenex, a tissue up his nose. I'm looking at this guy going, can't believe he represents the show that I work with.
Well, we've all got bad habits, and yours is finger picking.
Anyone got a bad habit? 04-871-5544. Hussein, bad habit?
I have the same problem of picking my nails.
You're still doing it?
I have gotten over it, but when I was a kid, my mom you got this purple color medicine to put on my nails, which I used to wear to school every day.
Medicine.
And hold on, was it purple on your nails when you went to school every day?
Yes.
Man, you must have got bullied for that.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah. She's trying to help you out, but she's trying to help you out, but she's causing another issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. It was like tasting bad and it was looking bad. So in either way, I was not doing well.
Yeah, I've put that on my nails before where you touch you, you go, ugh. But me, it's not so much about in the mouth. It's more just me picking it continuously, you know. That's what it's all about. Amir, you've got a bit of a habit, but you've got a tip for me as well.
Yeah. So my friend struggles with the same thing, even with biting. But specifically when it comes to picking, you can try and distract yourself with things like fidget toys and stuff like that, because that's what's helped him a lot. So when he had the urge to pick something, he would like, he had like fidget toys, you know, so he would just play with something else and distract himself.
Yeah, that's
from
good.
Picking it.
Actually, I just bought my daughter's, I don't know what those things are called, they're fidget something.
The pop things,
they're pieces of rubber that you just pop now. Yeah. It's like 70 dirhams for something that literally cost $1 to make.
Yeah, but, they're really useful, though. They really help.
Okay, that's good to know. I will maybe give that a go. Maybe just have a little fidget spinner like it's 2011 again. You know, just playing, spinning them around. All right, man, thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
When we were younger, and if we were to pick our, like, bite our nails or whatever, my mom's solution would be to put chili on our fingers. Should I try that?
Oh, no way, chili. I'd scratch then you my
won't
eye.
You won't touch it.
That's what Rossi needs. See, maybe. Rossi needs that. You need to have something on your face so you don't touch your eyes and your ears. You know.
He'd take the chili and be like, oh, that's tasty. He'd come back for
some
more.
Some may say, like, that's probably the reason why I got Corona first and out of the three of us.
Well, we did sit here in this studio as Corona kicked off, and I still recall saying, pretty, Rossi will be the first one to get Corona out of all of us. And then we discussed it wise because at all times, you have a finger in your mouth, in your eye, in your nose, somewhere. Yeah. Bad habits. Do you have a bad habit? 0487155544. Maybe take some calls a little bit later on, but all right.
Don't touch it.
Virgin Radio 104.4 BTS. That is butter. Everybody is loving that one. Hey, what's up? It's the Chris Fade Show. Listen, the flu is going around. I was going to give people a heads up. There's a lot of people that have the flu right now, including my daughter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my daughter has a little cold.
Which one is it, the cold or the flu?
Oh, yeah, they're two different things, right?
Completely different things.
I know. I always think of them being like the same thing.
Nah.
But I know that they're different. I think she's got a cold.
A cold, okay.
I've left her at home, obviously, because, you know, as soon as that happens, you got to make sure that you keep them. Keep them at home, even if you know it's not Corona. My daughter, thankfully and unfortunately, had Corona and went through it fine about 3 months ago. But I was talking to a few other people. They said that the cold is going around. So even if you're not sure if it's the cold or Corona, by the way, stay at home. Stay away from people. Right?
Yeah, go get tested.
Even if you're not, you know, like, don't be like, oh yeah, no, it's just a cold. Like, you don't know. Right? New cases, 1,874 in the last 24 hours. We've had three deaths again overnight. So God bless. Get that vaccine if you can. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Monday.
Monday, Monday.
You always do that, you know, when I say Monday.
I know.
When I go Monday, you go Monday, Monday.
Sorry about that.
I sounded like Alfred from insurancemarket.ae.
I love to go to a brunch with Alfred.
Who does the better Alfred? Pretty. Go, Russ.
Is this really what we're doing?
Yeah, this is how we're going to finish off the show.
Go.
Insurancemarket.ae. That was me.
I'm Alfred from insurancemarket.ae.
Now, you went like a bit Cookie Monster, Chris. Okay. I'm going to give it to Rossi.
No, I'm the better Alfred. Wow. I'm Alfred.
This is the best day of my life.
I wanted to be Alfred.
Yeah, but you went like Cookie Monster, and I don't know why.
Not fair. Well, Rossi gets to play Alfred for the day. Not happy about it.
What do you mean for the day? Where is he going to go?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we haven't
got the kids to school from school. Hi, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I'm here to get my children.
From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, I'm Alfred. Wear your seatbelts, wear your masks. Yalla bye.
Like, it's too aggressive.